And welcome back. And it is my pleasure to welcome back Beverly Moore of Still Me Alzheimer's Coaching Services for her monthly segment, Matters of the Mind. Welcome, Beverly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Previous segment, we talked a little bit about the importance of Alzheimer's and understanding the disease, and you bring such a level of expertise to the community, to caregivers, and I think it's a great thing. A monthly column in the paper, I know it's one of the most read papers because features of the paper, I can see it on the website, people clicking on your columns there. So thanks for coming in.
I send hundreds there.
There you go. Well, thank you. Today we are going to talk about the holidays because they're right around the corner, and it's such a weird time of year. It could be really joyous and wonderful. It can also be very stressful.
Yes, I was giving a talk up in Billerica the other night, and one of the attendees said, "You know, if only I could get my family to give up on the Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving. You know,
yeah.
Everybody thinks that's what it's supposed to be,
right?
And even in families that are have nobody with a cognitive disorder, we set ourselves up,
yep.
So one of the things that we try to get caregivers to look at is how do you celebrate the holidays and what has to change in order to accommodate for this person who now has a cognitive disorder. Because a person with Alzheimer's, for example, gets very easily frustrated,
mm-hmm.
especially in a strange environment. And because they have a harder time and a longer time to absorb what's going on around them, so they may just get up and leave, or they may say, "I want to go home." That's
right.
The typical, "I want to go home." And that usually does not mean what they're saying. It means, "I'm feeling uncomfortable. I can't initiate anything for myself. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on here. Can somebody help me?"
Mm-hmm.
And so we help families to look at simplifying everything, maybe having two or three smaller gatherings rather than the big thing, or bringing mom or dad with dementia in for a short period of time,
right,
when there's less hullabaloo and there's more structure. Mm-hmm. And then they can enjoy a portion of it. Instead of expecting them, even as we age, most older people don't want the confusion. If you have hearing loss or you are visually impaired, people are, overwhelmed with everything that's going on.
Yep.
So you can imagine on top of that, or instead of that, that a person can't absorb what's going on around them. So they end up getting very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a mild way of putting it for some.
Right.
Others would some people would just stand up and scream, and then
yeah.
Everybody's shocked. They don't know what to do.
Right. And it could be very unsettling for everyone there also,
right.
They don't understand what's happening. So what were the suggestions? Let's kind of go through that list again of the maybe a better way to address Thanksgiving coming up here and even Christmas and all the social gatherings around that time.
Well, if other family members aren't aware of how the person has changed, it's really a good idea. We have email. We can email the world all at once.
Right.
If you instruct, I always say instruct everybody else what's going on, what that person needs,
mm-hmm.
For calmness, for being, introduce yourself. Say you're from Oklahoma and you're coming into Boston, that person may not remember your name. They'll recognize your face,
mm-hmm.
but not your name. So I say, "Hi, Annie so-and-so. I'm Tony from Oklahoma."
Yep.
Then, because you haven't put her on the spot, she may remember
yep.
who you are
right.
and be able to talk with you about things.
Right.
So simplify is my advice. Educate other family members. So that they know.
It's interesting, too, by taking that little bit of time to educate everyone about what the situation is and how someone might react, you're probably also helping everyone else coming to the gathering, because then there's no, explosions of anger or, misunderstandings or cryings or getting up and leaving. So everyone really benefits.
Yes, everybody benefits, and especially children. If children come
right.
and Grammy or Grandpa or I have changed, then they can't reason that all out for themselves. And to know that Grammy's getting older. Grammy can't think as fast as you can, you know, talking to a child. Maybe we ought to think up some songs that you can sing to her.
Interesting.
You know, so it's a pleasant thing.
So if the holidays are coming up, you know, we're running out of time in the segment like we always do because it's so fascinating.
I'll complete this in my column for December.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I think because it's really valuable.
Yeah.
Can they call you? How? Because I bet you know it'd be very helpful for people to schedule a conversation with you on the phone or read some of your publications or how do they?
Well, I'm going to do a lot on my blog. First of all, that's stillmecoach.blogspot.com.
Okay.
They can also call me at the office at 617-328-3440.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to send me a quick email, they can email me at stillme@comcast.net. And that's spelled STILMEE.
Right.
I'd be happy to write them back. I know how hard this is, having gone through it with my in-laws.
Right.
And how we had to change Christmas every year. We had to change it a little.
So you could almost, you know, a quick conversation with you or going to your website and reading your blog could really mm-hmm. help make the holidays better for a lot of people with a simple phone call or reading some of that information.
I'm hoping so.
I think so, Beverly. You know, I think your services are invaluable. You're doing a great job there, and I think the community has really benefited. It's been amazing to watch the growth of the services you're providing, you know.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get larger. We have two coach candidates, one from Vermont and one from Washington, D.C. So we may be getting
to national.
More people. Yeah, getting to more people.
Well, the important thing is you're providing great services right here on the South Shore, and people need to contact you because I know it can be difficult. All right, Beverly, we're in the final moments here. I just want to tell everyone to make sure they pick up a copy of the November issue of South Shore Senior News. I got the cover story on there. And it's quite interesting. You're talking about how some of the caregivers are actually falling back on their faith and calling out to, you know, their God to help them through some difficult times. I thought it was a very interesting article.
Yeah, like I stated in the article, 66% of people who reported back where they get their help through caregiving was from God.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, one more time. How are people going to get in touch with you to make their holidays better?
Okay. The phone is 617-328-3440.
Okay.
Website is www.stilmee.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to email me, stillme@comcast.net.
Right. And they can access all of your columns at SouthShoreSenior.com, too. We have them all up there, and they're excellent, helpful information. So thank you very much, Beverly. I appreciate you coming in again.
You're welcome.
Okay.